Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
Only We Matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in. Maybe the past comes into play because you just don't want to do what your parents did.
Yeah, or you loved what your parents did and you're like, oh, I really want to do that. So speaking of the guy I was talking about is in his 90s.
That really? Was
the guy who came to me. Yeah. So, you know, him and I have had this great relationship, where he comes and we chat about all kinds of things. And it's connected me with the past in a way that I don't think I have. He's connected me with, things that have happened in the past, in particular in the prairies, and then interwoven that with his life. So he's this friend I have from, who's in a very different generation than me, but man, we've been spending some great time together, where I think I've grown, and he would think he's in a learning spot too. He comes to me and says, I just want to learn. And you know, I'm a 30-year-old and he wants to learn from me. You know, that seems to be odd, but that's his philosophy is, we always need to be in a state of learning. And that, you know, he's a generational friend that has been so beneficial for me. Has there been any generational friends in your life? Maybe that I've gone back like generations, as in like kids and parents and beyond.
You know, we have friends. It's kind of interesting because we just met up with friends, and they are third generational friends. So meaning, our grandparents were friends, our parents were friends, now we're friends, and now we try to connect our kids with their kids. And you know, it's so interesting because we value. Some of my generation value that legacy that we have been left, and those friendships, that community that has been left to us, just being able to go into a store, for example, which is one of our friends, their father started the store, and our kids, our parents were friends with them, and then we're friends with their children, and then our children and their children. And, you know, we went in to the store, and I was like, hey, is so-and-so here? And they're like, no, he'll be back later. And I said, oh, please let them know that we're here, because we were just visiting the city. And they're like, yeah. You know, polite, but basically brushed us off. And then we went in again. Just before we left the town, it was like 2 days later or so. And we said the same thing. And they're like, oh, no. And so then we said, okay, so here's the story. The story is the generational friendship. So let's put a little more emphasis on friends, because this isn't just about we're just customers coming in. This is about we are loyal to this generational friendship. And I don't think that there's enough emphasis put on that connection to the past.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. I think, you know, we're our generation, we get excited when we see friends from 23 years ago, which we saw on our recent trip. And it was so exciting to be able to see them and to visit with them. And then to be able to, our grown son was with us. And so we were able to introduce them and to tell them, look, this is who, you know, we value from our past, because these guys are important to us and they bring a lot to our lives. And, you know, it was interesting. My son, who is, 24, he says, we were leaving and he said, I wanted to thank you. So he said this to our friends. He's like, I want to thank you because you mean so much to my parents, because they don't talk about you in the past. They talk about you in the present.
Wow.
You're not a friend from the past. You're a current friend, and you matter to my parents, and so therefore you matter to me. And wow. moving forward, you matter to me. And I was like, wow, that is a huge statement. It really yeah. hit me, because obviously I was pondering this present versus future, and where does the past come in? You know, sometimes we have ugly pasts, sometimes we have good pasts, some more mediocre pasts. But the past really does shape who we are, and there's so many great things to glean from it. And I think generational stuff is great community things to pass on to yeah. our children's children.
Yeah, I think so.
And I know, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you continue, finish up.
Well, I just, you know, I think growing, you know, having our kids, we, and we moved around a little bit with our kids. And in each town, we were so fortunate to find somebody who would, they just became friends. Mm-hmm. I just don't even know how that happened. It was just ordained, you know, mm-hmm. Providential for sure, our friendship. And I was able to say to my kids, listen, if we're not here, these children, you know, our children, I was able to say, listen, you can call these people because they are our friends. We trust them, and they will treat you and love you and be loyal to you like we do.
Yeah.
So you can call them at any time and they'll be there for you. And I don't know, do you have that in your generation? Is that something that is being taught, passed on? Is that even, it's such a transient world now. So yeah. is that even something that happens?
So I'll speak of it in a couple different ways. One of the first way, the personal way, growing up in New Brunswick, where I did, your family was all around you, which then included other people's families all being around you as well. So for us, for my family, the Crane family, we had lots of family friends who were around, who my parents were friends with, and I was friends with their kids. I don't know how far back it would go, but often it would be, you know, their parents being friends with parents, and it just go to through the generations. And those I got to see a bit while I was still there, in particular, just some friends who showed up, especially when my mom passed away last year. I found this pretty powerful, actually. These friends who have been friends of my mom's family for generations, showing up and supporting in that time of need. And people I had no idea who they were, but maybe I knew the second or third generation of who they are. So I got to experience that quite profoundly last year. The other side of that is, I think there is less emphasis on the past, partly because we are a less anchored generation than before. And also because our culture has then separated those generations apart, targeted them in marketing for products, even down to our church level, where often it's isolated into niches of, well, this is the youth and children's, and then this is the young adults, this is the young moms of the young families, and you keep going up and up, and then you get up to the seniors ministry, and those are the groups that meet together, and they don't ever intermingle. Heaven forbid they intermingle and get along and learn from each other. So we've separated them in this generational gap. But I think it has stemmed from our culture being less anchored, our in particular my generation being less anchored, and being able to go out to school, but then maybe not going back home. And maybe this has been happening for a while, to the point where those generational friends just don't exist anymore. We don't even know who they are that our family's been anchored in.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah, less anchored. Yeah, there's like a great title for us.
Yeah.
So the
odd thing about it, though, in the end, is for my generation being less anchored, they crave community. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.